The Healthy Family. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hello everyone and welcome to the second edition of The Healthy Family. This program focuses on the magic effects of healthy food on your body and spirit. Keep us company until the end of the program.
One of the important factors which affects human health is nutrition. Nutrition, of course, is actually the science that explains the interaction of nutrients and other substances in food in relation to maintenance, growth, reproduction, health, and disease of an organism. It includes food intake, food absorption, assimilation, biosynthesis, catabolism, and excretion. Nutrition should be taken into consideration since the number of risk factors associated with improper nutrition has increased in today's world.
Latest studies show that 45% of adults aged between 15 to 64 are suffering from obesity and overweight. Unfortunately, there are a lot of overweight and obese children across the world. Statistics show that most of the world's population lives in countries where overweight kills more people than underweight. What is quite clear is that today's lifestyle, from the way people eat to their low physical activity, have put the world population at stake. Besides gaining weight, taking fatty and sugary foods, eating salty processed foods, as well as drinking sweet gas drinks and alcohol, all weaken immunity system, cause diseases, and lead to death.
The food guide pyramid is an easy way to create a healthy diet. It consists of 6 food groups and 4 levels. You should eat more servings per day from the lower levels and fewer from the upper levels. Your age, your gender, activity level, and overall health will ultimately determine which type of diet is best for you. But the pyramid is a great place to start.
Grains form the lowest level and the foundation of the pyramid, and the grains contain complex carbohydrates, B vitamins, iron, protein, magnesium, and fiber. Eat 6 to 11 servings each day, at least 50% of your total calories from this group, which includes cereals, rice, and pasta.
Fruits and vegetables are the next level. These foods are naturally fat and cholesterol-free, as well as low in sodium. They also contain a rich supply of vitamins A and C, as well as potassium, magnesium, and fiber, which may reduce the risk of certain cancers. Be sure to get 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables every day.
Dairy, meat, and meat alternatives are on the pyramid's third level. Dairy products such as cheese and milk provide calcium, protein, B vitamins, and when fortified, vitamins D and A. The meat and meat alternatives, which include poultry, fish, dry beans, eggs, and nuts, are rich sources of protein, phosphorus, vitamins B6 and B12, zinc, magnesium, iron, niacin, and thiamin. Eat 2 to 3 servings from each of these groups daily.
The top of the pyramid is for fats, oils, and sweets. These foods are all high in calories but low in nutritional value. Foods with high fat content include margarine, butter, salad dressings, mayonnaise, cream cheese, and sauces. Everything from cake, pie, and donuts to soft drinks falls in the sweets category. Eat very sparingly from this group.
Dear listeners, having a healthy body is manifested in a healthy weight based on your height, radiant and skinny skin, hair and nail, sharp eyes and ears, a good appetite, taking footsteps in a balanced pace, as well as your temper. Nutritionists say taking extra amount of processed meat products may cause cancer. They also maintain that low consumption of grain, which contain vitamin B group, leads to mental disorders including depression and aggression.
Although some believe that suffering from diseases like diabetes, cardiac disorders, hypertension, skeletal system diseases, and cancers are genetic, experts say planning a healthy diet can aggravate or alleviate these diseases. Therefore, taking all food groups, reducing the consumption of sugars, salt, and trans fatty acids, as well as increasing the consumption of fresh vegetables and fruits, will all help prevent or delay diseases, as well as having a healthy life during the aging years.
Dear listeners, until the next program, goodbye.